Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Mike Daugherty, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia saw another big jump in coronavirus cases. Officials also announced they've shut the door on negotiations to use Hahnemann Hospital for quarantine space. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has more.
Health Commissioner Tom Farley announced 127 new cases, bringing the total to 475. The number of fatalities remains at one, and just 40 have required hospitalization. Dr. Farley says that's good news for those with severe symptoms.
The hospitals at the moment are not seeing an increased number of patients.
Still, the city is anticipating the need for more beds and is working to identify 800 quarantine rooms. But Mayor Kenney announced Hahnemann is no longer an option because of an impasse with owner Joel Friedman.
With the numbers of positive cases increasing daily, we simply do not have the time to continue in a lengthy negotiation.
Friedman says he's willing to re-engage if the situation changes. Montgomery County officials say a third man has died after testing positive for coronavirus. He was a 62-year-old man from White Marsh. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert has more on the county's fight against the spread of the virus.
Montgomery County Commissioner Val Arkush says she wants to get through the coronavirus crisis as quickly as possible.
The way we get there is to stay home.
She says now's not the time to consider relaxing those stay-at-home orders, as she says that just prolongs it, further straining the economy and having a potentially catastrophic effect on the healthcare system.
And at this point, we have not seen even the plateau yet of our curve, much less it's starting to come back down in terms of new cases.
She says the spike in new cases, though, is expected as they increase testing with the drive-through site that opened last week.
Arkush says the spike in new cases is expected as they've increased testing with the new drive-through test site that opened last week. New Jersey now reporting 81 deaths from COVID-19. Five of those are in South Jersey. The total cases in the state are now 6,900 or so. About 200 of them are in South Jersey. Governor Phil Murphy says he's going to keep schools closed for at least a few more weeks. Here's KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
Now is no time to let up on efforts to control spread of the virus in the governor's view. Therefore,
we will not be prepared to revisit the closure until at least April 17th. At the very earliest. The decision to reopen will be based on careful discussion with our public health and safety experts and with our educators and districts, and will be guided by the facts on the ground.
And they're getting not necessarily better, but clearer. The infection rate is estimated at just under 32% of those tested.
Murphy says he is sorting out just how much of the $2 trillion package New Jersey will get. The Eagles general manager is trying to keep busy during this coronavirus outbreak. We get the latest from KYW's Ed Benkin.
Unlike many other sports, the NFL is not losing games due to the coronavirus crisis. However, off-season workouts have been postponed indefinitely, and the draft will not be a public event. Eagles general manager Howie Roseman says everyone around the league is in the same predicament.
It's a level playing field, so whatever everyone else is dealing with, we are as well, and vice versa.
While Roseman says free agency was a welcome distraction this month, he understands the priorities of the world as compared to the world of football and knows nothing is more important than keeping everybody safe.
And as of now, the NFL season is scheduled to start in September. That's the All Local. I'm Mike Daugherty. Listen anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just ask it to play KYW News Radio.